This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. I don't know about you, but I'm a firm believer in the power of music. It has a special way of triggering memories and emotions in a second, like happiness, anger, or sadness. The music scene in Sioux Falls is fully alive, especially at Leavitt at the Falls during the summer and beyond. Leavitt at the Falls recently announced its 2024 season, and it's set to be one of the biggest years yet. You can always find out more information about the Leavitt at LeavittSiouxFalls.org. That's LeavittSiouxFalls.org. But right now, we have a wonderful guest joining us to tell us more about this exciting season. Roseanne Hofflin, the Vice President of Programming with Leavitt at the Falls, is joining us right now. Well, good morning, Roseanne.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning and just telling us about this exciting Leavitt season. Can you believe it's been 5 years since the Leavitt opened?
Isn't it like time flies when we're having fun.
Exactly. I mean, this is just so exciting for so many reasons. So before we get into this upcoming season, let's talk about the Leavitt itself. For anyone who isn't familiar with the Leavitt organization, tell us more about it.
Absolutely. Well, we are a nonprofit located in downtown Sioux Falls. Our mission is to build community through music. So everything that we're doing is like music based, but it's really about bringing people together and building up our local community using music as the way to do that. So one of the core things that we do is we offer 50 free outdoor professional concerts every summer right next to Falls Park. We have a beautiful outdoor amphitheater that's actually part of Falls Park. And so it's just a draw for people in our community, for tourists outside of our community to come together and enjoy free music together. And we do all sorts of different genres. People can bring their lawn chairs. There's food trucks, there's beverages, but it's just a really positive, joyful place for people to experience live music in our gorgeous South Dakota summers.
I like to say that Leavitt at the Falls happened overnight, but it didn't. There's a whole bunch of people behind this project. So who came up with the idea of bringing this outdoor concert venue and organization to life?
Well, something that people don't always know is we're part of a national network, actually. So we are one of seven different permanent venues that exist in the nation. We're the smallest city that has ever gotten a Leavitt venue like ours. Others are in Los Angeles, Dayton, Ohio, Denver. Mm-hmm. And then also, so we're part of the Leavitt National Network. So it is a goal that this free music can happen all over the country. So we have those permanent venues. There's also about 50 cities that have smaller concert series that are supported by the Leavitt National Network. So the Leavitt came about 12 years ago, maybe 15 now. It was an idea from a gentleman named Tim Bow, who is a Sioux Falls native but lived in Los Angeles and got to experience the Leavitt in downtown Los Angeles. Mm. He called up a good friend of his from back here in South Dakota, Tom Dempster, who might be a familiar name to many, has been a wonderful community leader and got the ball rolling, said, I think that Sioux Falls could use a Leavitt. This would be a phenomenal addition to our downtown. So Tom Dempster assembled a great group of community leaders. Jennifer Kirby was very instrumental. And every time a Leavitt is established, it needs to be a strong partnership between the city of Sioux Falls, a local nonprofit, and then the national network. And so the City Parks and Rec came on board. They actually own the facility. They maintain the grounds and the restrooms. And then our nonprofit's in charge of all the programming. And we get a little support from the national network to help us.
This is probably going to be the hardest question of the entire interview. So I need a rough estimate from you, Roseanne. Since the Leavitt at the Falls started, how many people would you say have enjoyed the concerts on the lawn?
Absolutely. Well, we've been serving about 100,000 a year. So if I do my math, that probably equals about 500,000 people who have participated in person. And then more online. We live stream our concerts and have for the past several years, too. So the numbers even exceed that.
Yeah, we're definitely going to talk more about the online experience. How many musicians and bands do you think have performed already?
So this one's a little tricky.
I should have said this is the hardest one.
Yeah. Last year we were over 500 and we've been growing since we started because we have both like headliners and then we have an opening act too every night at the Levitt. So I am guessing, again, if I'm doing my quick math, it's probably about 2,000 artists that have been on the stage since we started in 2019.
That's quicker math than what I ever would have done. Yeah. So good job there, Roseanne. And not only, speak about more numbers, not only does Levitt provide entertainment for this community, but it's also a great economic boost as well. Let's talk about these economic benefits for Sioux Falls. What do the local businesses usually report back to you guys?
Well, they're always excited for us to start our season because obviously foot traffic starts to increase whenever we're bringing, 2,000, 3,000 people downtown. They're participating in local businesses too. So if you talk to places like Papa Woody's down the street or Bread and Circus or The Source, you will hear how it's busy on Levitt nights. So that's wonderful to see, that economic impact. We do surveys every year on the lawn. And from that surveying effort, we know that about 60% of the people who come to a concert also go to a restaurant. They go to a bar. They go to a store in the neighborhood. So those economic impacts are there. We recently also participated in an American for the Arts study, which was done in 2022, about the local impact of the arts in our community. And in that study, which we worked with the Sioux Falls Arts Council and other arts organizations, we found out that even post-pandemic, right, when the arts are still recovering, in 2022, there was $126 million in economic impact just in Sioux Falls from the arts sector. That's from people going out to dinner, getting a babysitter, buying a ticket, all of the money that the arts organizations themselves are spending within the community. So it's a big economic impact.
Yeah. Anything else that people might not know about Levitt at the Falls?
Well, if you haven't been, you would see just a dramatic change in our landscape in our neighborhood since the Levitt has come 5 years ago. There's currently, within a block of our facility, $500 million in construction that
I've
is
noticed.
Happening. Yep. So things are just growing all around us, which is exciting because, when the concept of the Levitt was first being pitched, it was a pretty barren space. And that's part of the Levitt model is taking an underutilized public space and using the arts to really activate it. And so I think we've seen that just in droves in Sioux Falls. If you stop on by, you'll see all the great construction happening from some multi-use buildings. We're also getting another public investment with an ice rink and an accessible playground that are getting built right to the north of us. So lots of exciting things.
Absolutely. If you were just listening, we're being joined in the studio right now with Roseanne Hofflin of Levitt at the Falls. So the first couple of years of Levitt was interesting, to say the least. The lawn was open. Concerts were happening in 2019, and it was a huge success. Then we all know what happened in 2020. We don't have to go into it so much, but it did change a lot of aspects in life, especially for concerts. You guys had Levitt in your living room, Levitt in your neighborhood, and different online projects during that season. But even after the pandemic, you continue these programs today. So tell us more about Levitt in your living room and also Levitt in your neighborhood.
Absolutely. Well, they were programs that, as you said, came from the pandemic when we needed to rethink how we were going to be able to bring community together safely through music. But it's been great because they've had legs beyond that have really helped us with accessibility. So the way that Levitt in your living room has sort of morphed, it started out as an interview program with artists where they were sharing also some music. Now it has turned into a robust partnership with South Dakota Public Broadcasting, who live stream all of our concerts. And so folks can enjoy them from home. And that's been a huge just plus when it comes to accessibility. We hear from people with disabilities, from seniors who don't want to drive at night, that this is the way they participate, is they watch on Facebook, they watch online, they watch on YouTube. And to be able to offer that to folks locally, but also all around the country, is a really wonderful thing. We have four different cameras there that are capturing it. So it really makes you feel like you're part of the experience. So that's Levitt in your living room, another way to just expand the Levitt's mission. And then Levitt in your neighborhood is our outreach efforts that we're doing, both with like the headliners who come to participate over the summer. We'll take them out into the community to perform for different summer school groups, for senior centers. We even brought in a group last year and are planning on this year bringing a group to the penitentiary to reach the men who are there. So there's opportunities where we're really working to align line, knowing that not everyone is making it to the lawn, to align artists to go out there and to perform where people are at in the community.
How do the artists feel about that, especially during COVID and then after the fact? They probably appreciate people at least hearing their music, whether it's in person or online.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, especially those artists who are able to participate in those Love It In Your Neighborhood experiences, I think have a really richer experience of Sioux Falls. They get to know the people here a little bit better. So it is always just a treat when we get to spend a little extra time with them and to have them get to know our community on a deeper level. That's always something that's great. And this year, we're actually bringing back a few artists from the past 5 years. Yeah. We've tried to provide different artists every year, but we're starting to bring back some familiar favorites, and people always jump at the chance. They have a wonderful experience in here in Sioux Falls. They love the community. They love the professional experience that the Levitt provides. And so it's been fun to see those relationships build.
When you talk about bringing shows to the penitentiary, how important is that for guys that are currently in that situation at the moment, just to bring them live music again?
Well, it's a very unique opportunity. They do not get it very often. And so it really provides hope, I think, for the men there, many of them who will get out at some point, right, and be a part of our community again. And so being able to connect with them in a positive way, in a positive space, has been just a very meaningful experience when we've been able to do it.
What are other programs or events that the Levitt offers, whether it's in the summer or beyond that?
Yeah, so we've been growing, which is great. This summer, we're going to be able to offer summer camps for the first time for youth. We have three different summer camps, one that's a Latin music camp for elementary students, a hip-hop camp for middle schoolers, and then a songwriting camp for high school girls, which we're really excited about. All of those camps are also going to culminate with a performance on the Levitt stage, too, alongside one of the headlining artists. So it's going to be a really neat opportunity. We're partnering with Augustana University and really building up what we can do in terms of music education here in Sioux Falls. The other thing I'd mention is we're doing a ton of festival partnerships this summer, too, some of which have been built off of past years. But we're hosting the Festival of Cultures at the Levitt alongside with the Multicultural Center. We're doing the Independence Day celebration with the city of Sioux Falls again with a Corey and the Fireflies concert that night. So I know people are going to love that.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing the All My Relatives Festival, which is a 2-day festival celebrating Native American arts and culture that involves three different main stage shows, a fashion show, art vendors, all sorts of cool things. And then we're also working with the local Kunama community to do a Kunama community festival in alignment with an artist on the stage. It's going to be great.
Yeah, that all sounds wonderful. I want to go back to those programs that you're adding on the summer camps. Why did you choose, if I can remember this right, Latin, hip hop, and songwriting for girls?
Yeah. So we try to align with things that would align with our concert season and that were unique, that are not offered in the community currently. What were things that we might be able to make an impact on, to make connections with some of the artists we've worked with? So we're working with some really phenomenal local educators who've been part of our Levitt concert series to lead those programs. And again, just something that is unique that kids aren't currently getting in the school system or by other offerings in the community. We thought these are things we can do. We're also, this year is one of our new genres is a Latin music genre. So that was a really neat opportunity to be able to teach and build up that scene locally.
I think that's wonderful. And speaking about the season, let's talk about it. You recently announced that new season coming up here. What is the first show at Levitt at the Falls?
Yeah, so our opening night is Friday, May 31st. And we're going to have, again, a returning artist, Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience. Terrence is a multi-Grammy winning artist based in New Orleans who is just has the biggest smile you've ever seen in the world. And just a really fun dance encouraged sort of performance. Beads will be thrown. It will be just a party.
It's Mardi Gras.
It is our own little Mardi Gras to kick off the season.
I love it. And yeah, for anyone who is new in town, it is 50 free concerts in one summer, and it really is a wonderful experience for the city.
Yeah, and you can come any Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night from May 31st all the way through the end of August, and then even a couple of weekends in September, we do Friday night and Saturday night concerts as well. So there's that consistency to it. You know that there's always going to be something happening at the Levitt that you can participate in, and you know it's going to be a top quality artist Lots of different genres, lots of variety, but always a fun time.
Let's talk about those genres. What can people expect to hear at the Levitt this summer?
Oh, something different every single night. So we have 10 different musical genres, and many of the artists are, frankly, could be in multiple genres too. You know, there's a lot of variety that we're offering. We have country music, we have rock music, we have hip hop, we have Latin and world music. We have family music, a few family shows that we do on Saturday mornings for kiddos. Another new genre this year is R&B and soul genre.
Ah.
So I will have some gospel groups up there. It is just a real mix. Americana, folk, blues, you name it.
Oh my gosh, I love it already. I really do love it already. I want to hear some more about the artists too. Anyone local taking the stage?
Oh yes, yes. We always look at bringing in local artists both as headliners, but then as opening acts as well. So this year, some of the headliners that I can mention who are local, Corey and the Fireflies, I mentioned to you, are returning. Mm-hmm. We have Denim doing a show this year, which we're super excited about. He's a local hip-hop pop artist with a great local following. Janice Gilbert is a country artist who's performed as an opening act several times for us on the stage and is going to do a full headlining show. She's also our lead teacher for the songwriting camp that I mentioned. So she'll be involving some of the youth from that in her performance. So a great roster of local talent. Judd Hoos is coming back, a great favorite in the rock genre. And then in addition to that, we also, as I said, have opening acts. So for all of these different shows, every single one, there's a 45-minute opener before we do an hour and a half of the headliner. And so those openers are all local artists from a wide variety of genres too. So there'll probably be like 300 local artists on our stage over the course of the season.
Yeah, that's wonderful. One show that I was really excited to see coming, War and Treaty.
Yes.
How did that all happen? Because they've been touring with Chris Stapleton, a whole bunch of other country artists too.
Yes, they are amazing. Another Grammy nominated group. Mm-hmm. This is actually, so I mentioned we are part of the National Network. Mm-hmm. There is one show every year that the National Network tours to all seven of the permanent venues, and that is the War and Treaty this year. So that is something that's coordinated through Levitt National. The rest of the shows we get to book locally, which is great because we can do things that reflect, again, our unique tastes as a community and our own diversity. But we're always excited when Levitt National Tour gets announced because we do. We get those phenomenal groups like the War and Treaty.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. And when the lawn opens and the artists come to town, how do they like Sioux Falls? What are some reactions for anyone who isn't local?
Oh, they love it. They find our downtown just charming and delightful. They're always blown away by, again, just like the professional experience they have at the Levitt. We have really top quality production team. We work with a local business called DMM Systems that has provided lights and sound for the Levitt since we started. And they are just top of the line. So they provide a really just professional quality experience. You know, sometimes when artists hear they have an outdoor venue, they don't know what they're getting into. So to be able to have a beautiful like green room and dressing room that they can go to and to be treated warmly and kindly by all the people who are here is just something that they're always really touched by. And so it's great. They also love the mission of the Levitt. The fact that it is free, that it's all about accessibility and bringing people together is something I think that's unique for artists to get to experience, and they love it.
They love it and they love it.
They love it at the Levitt.
If you are just listening, we're being joined in the studio right now with Roseanne Hofflin. She is with Levitt at the Falls. Roseanne, what show are you really excited for? Maybe there's multiple shows that you're excited for.
There are always multiple that I'm excited about. A couple I'll point out this year. One is a returning artist that I've discovered one of my favorite genres, which I never would have known before my Levitt experience, is hip-hop brass bands.
Oh.
So we're bringing back the Lowdown Brass Band from Chicago this year.
Oh, which, from Chicago, you don't say.
Yes, indeed. They bring the party. It's a full like 13-piece brass band with hip hop artists who work alongside them, and it is just so fun. So they're a returning artist I'm excited about. And then a new artist that I've been discovering and listening to a lot is Ron Artis II. Mm-hmm. He is a virtuoso blues soul guitar player who is just gonna knock people's socks off, I think.
What is an artist that you would like to see on the Levitt stage in the future?
Oh, goodness. I'm open. There's a there's a ton of wonderful artists out there that that I would love to see. What's cool about the Levitt is that often I'm learning every year about new artists that are coming through. We're working with some of our sister venues to say, who have you had that is great, that, you know, is willing to come and do this? It's not always ones that people have heard of necessarily, but a lot of them are Grammy nominated, are either up and coming in their career or touring with major acts. So it's the discovery that's exciting for me. Not necessarily an artist that everyone has heard of, but one that you find and you go, oh goodness, I need to keep listening to that. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about learning something new every year. What have you been learning since being part of the Levitt team?
Oh goodness. You know, I have been really thrilled about the power of this model, to be able to provide free music in a space. You know, that's a pretty unique thing for the arts, to be able to offer free tickets for anybody to come, to be able to see people who come to arts events regularly alongside people you never see at them, and for everyone to come together in this joyful environment, for the amount of people who utilize the space based on the accessibility of it. We have a ton of patrons who use mobility devices, who, you know, again, they can sit wherever they want on the lawn. And it's just this open, beautiful place. You can depend on it being there every single weekend. That's just been really neat to see come to life.
Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed, Roseanne, but Sioux Falls is growing. And it's growing rapidly. And truly, Levitt at the Falls is an experience for anyone to come listen to music. Can you just give someone a glimpse of what a night at the Levitt is like, or even an afternoon at the Levitt?
Absolutely. So our music always starts at 7 o'clock, but people can come whenever. It's an open public park. You can bring a lawn chair. If you don't have one with you, we have them to rent for $5. So you bring your lawn chair, you can put it on the lawn. We have JJ's, who's with us to sell beverages, as well as we have our own like pop and concessions. There's typically 3 food trucks. And then I think we're going to have an ice cream truck consistently this year too, which will be exciting. So you can come, people come a little bit early, maybe 6:30, put their chair down, grab something to eat, something to drink. Music starts at 7. Again, we have a great opening act for the first 45 minutes. And then we have another hour and a half of an amazing headliner. So the whole night wraps up about 9:30. Sometimes even beforehand, we'll have like a pre-show dance lesson, some community guests who might be on the lawn. So lots of fun things, just a great way to meet your neighbors and enjoy the South Dakota sunshine.
Oh, absolutely. Correct me if I'm wrong too. Wasn't there yoga on the lawn for Levitt?
We have had yoga before. Yes, we have yoga actually before all of our family series shows. We do kid yoga for 5 minutes as our warm-up, which is a ton of fun with Sanford Fit. They help us with that.
I love that too. And I know last year was a unique experience at the Levitt as I'm thinking about this. Skateboards?
Yeah.
That was part of it. Remind me what that was all about. And for anyone else who's like, oh yeah, I remember that one.
Absolutely. Well, again, we're always about unique collaborations at the Levitt. So it was 2022, actually, we did an Inescape project with the Smithsonian Museum of American History, their science and engineering department, and the USA skateboarding team all came together to do sort of a once-in-a-lifetime event at the Levitt called Inescape. They brought in major figures from the skateboarding world and talked about the science and the art of skateboarding and how music sort of informs that whole culture. We built a skate park right down there in downtown Sioux Falls. We had panel discussions. We even took that same festival to Pine Ridge, South Dakota.
Oh, wow.
Because there's a huge just Native American skateboarding scene here in South Dakota. And so we were able to sort of connect the dots across the state with all these different various skateboarding scenes and celebrate music. And we brought in the Smithsonian Jazz Masterworks Orchestra, and it was just a party.
How much of an impact does the Levitt have on not just the community of Sioux Falls, but just beyond in the whole state of South Dakota?
You know, I think it's really helping to build up our regional music scene. And I think just people's risk-taking maybe when it comes to music too. Again, some of the artists you hear on the stage, you might not know their name initially, but we're building up trust with our audiences where people know if they come, they're going to have a great time. And, you know, to be able to build that up for our local music scene where people have a little bit more openness to hearing different sorts of artists, I think is really important. And to provide the opportunity for all those local artists to perform and to be paid to do so on our stage. All of our artists are paid. That's something that we believe in at the Levitt. And so, yeah, it's just a really neat opportunity.
when you think about when the Levitt started 5 years ago, maybe even a little bit before that, how has the art scene and the music scene changed in Sioux Falls?
Again, I think it's built up a little bit of tolerance for folks. Again, they're willing to try something to purchase a ticket without necessarily knowing all of the information. Mm-hmm. I think it's just been a great sort of landing point for folks and a space that is really dedicated to music. That was something that we were lacking before. Some of our board members who are also musicians in the community have mentioned that and just the power of that. When the Levitt was being built, the idea that this whole beautiful facility was being built with music in mind, not with necessarily multi-purpose in mind or mm-hmm. conferences, but this was a space that was really dedicated to providing a space for people to really hone and share their craft. And so to be able to offer that, I think, provides just a landing point where other things can percolate and live music can happen all over our community.
What do you think the future of music and arts looks like in Sioux Falls, maybe 5-10 years from now?
Well, I think we are a growing community and that our music scene will continue to grow.
Awesome. If you are just listening, again, we are being joined by Roseanne Hofflin from Levitt at the Falls. Roseanne, anything else you want to mention about the Levitt?
I just want to extend a big thank you to, we have a new season presenting sponsor. Market Beat has stepped on for us for multiple years to be our presenting sponsor. And that is just so important. We really, because it is a free concert model, we're relying on so many wonderful partners like Results Radio and so many others to make this happen every year. We're a unique model. We're 90% contributed, which is just kind of crazy for a nonprofit, but it's really worked. Our businesses, our sponsors have stepped up in this community to make it happen because they see the power. But just a big shout out to our sponsors.
It's all about the partnership of community, the strong partnership of community, I'll say.
Yes.
All right. Once again, Roseanne Hofflin, the Vice President of Programming for Levitt at the Falls. And Roseanne, anyone that has more questions about the Levitt, the shows coming up, what's a good website to go check out?
LevittSiouxFalls.org. We have our whole schedule up there. You can learn all the details, what food trucks will be there, who the opening act is, what time you should arrive. Just check it all out.
Yeah, we can't wait for the first concert coming up here in just a little while. Roseanne, thanks so much for taking time out of your day and talking with us for a little bit.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having me.
There's a lot of families and mothers out here that aren't able to have children. So when I realized that, in my mind, it started to look at it as I just blessed somebody's family.
Choosing adoption is a beautiful, selfless act of love, opening your heart to the possibility of creating a family through adoption.
The process of choosing a family for my open adoption was a bit difficult. I had a lot of options of different families. I never knew that there were going to be so many. But with the support with Heart to Heart, they helped me choose the right one.
I'm Beth with Heart to Heart Adoptions. Remember, adoption is a courageous choice made out of love. It's about putting your child's needs first before your wants and giving your baby the best possible chance at a happy, fulfilling life.
As long as your baby's happy, it'll make you happy.
Through compassion, support, and guidance, we can help find the option that is best for you. Call 605-360-7914 or visit hearttoheartadoptions.com. Adoption is love.
The most important search engine for businesses is still the one in the consumer's minds. In a buying situation, a category buyer draws on existing memories to identify potential brands for purchase. Unconsciously, to save time and energy, the brain almost always picks the obvious choice, the one you think of first and feel the best about. The real focus for marketers should be brain engine optimization, not SEO. That's right, BEO is the new SEO. Memory generation is the best form of lead generation. Roy H. Williams said it the best. People do business with people they know, like, and trust. In 2024, your marketing needs to create an emotional connection that people will remember. I'm Chad Jacobs with Results Town Square Media. We help businesses create stronger memories of their brand so people trust and remember them. We'll show you how we do it and who we're doing it for. Give us a call, No pressure, no pitch. 605-940-3355.
You've just been listening to another edition of Sunday Focus. My name is Christine Manica. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. A special thank you to Roseanne Hoffman, the Vice President of Programming at Levitt at the Falls. As we've been mentioning, the music scene in Sioux Falls is fully alive, especially at the Levitt at the Falls during the summer and beyond. You can always find out more information about Levitt at the Falls by visiting levittsiouxfalls.org.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio, Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.